We're at the bowling alley for Zach's 12th birthday party a few weeks ago. I'm checking in with the bald bulldog at the front desk when I ask if the boys can go upstairs to play pool. Nope, he barks back. I ask if they can have an alley on the other side of the room. Nope, he says. Then a look of rage comes over his face and he starts yelling at someone behind me. I turn to see the unlucky target of this tirade, and it's none other than my charges. My boys. This isn't a playground, he's shouting. It's a place of business, and if I ever see you do that again, you're out of here. The kids look shocked. What happened? I ask him. They're horsing around, he complains, still looking over my shoulder. Then he growls at one of the kids, don't give me that look. Now he's gone too far, and I'm ticked off. Easy, I say, looking straight in his eyes. These are good kids. That's enough. At which point, to my surprise, he backs down and gets nice. He gives us our shoes, and we're off to our lanes. We're all still stunned, though, and I'm wondering whether I missed something. So, once again, I ask the kids what happened. It turns out that while I had my back turned, two of the boys spied a video game in the arcade that they both love, something involving guns and murder. And so, in campy excitement, they hugged. Later, this will lead to a nice, cozy conversation about homophobia, but for now, I just say, you're serious? You hugged? That's it? Yeah, we hugged, this friend of Zach's reiterates. I shake my head in distress, then modestly accept a round of high fives for telling the guy off. So the bowling begins, and soon enough, as usual, the boys are hungry. I dole out money for snacks and drinks, which is the origin of the next problem at the bowling alley, because during a moment of innocent preteen exuberance, one of those drinks, still almost completely full, gets knocked over. Not only does it cover the table it's on, but it also spills all over the coats and floor of the people next to us. Unbelievably, yet another bald bulldog. Oh my gosh, I say as soon as I realize what's happened. I'm so sorry. He doesn't respond. In fact, though he's obviously seething, he doesn't even glance my way, and honestly, he's kind of intimidating. All my plans of offering to pay for cleaning or buy him a snack dissolve. At this point, I just want to make it out of here alive. Finally, the boys are done bowling, and they bound off to the arcade. I gather up our coats and make it in there just in time to see the scary 30-year-old guy in a fraying plaid shirt and black vest intently spraying bullets into buxom women on the screen. Yes, the boys did have a great time at Zach's birthday party, and I'm sure that soon they'll want to return to the bowling alley. We'll go back someday, I'll tell them, but it might not be for a while. Healing takes time.